listening to the BBC World Service. This is The World Today with Rebecca Kesby, and seeing in the new year with us today are guests, columnist for The Telegraph, Anne Elizabeth Moutet, and British political activist and peace campaigner Bruce Kent. Now, we may not know exactly what 2012 has in store for us, but one news story that is likely to dominate is the run-up to the presidential elections in the United States. The Republicans start their formal selection process this week with the Iowa caucus. President Obama is seeking a second term, but his approval ratings have been dismal recently, and the economic situation and unemployment rates aren't helping him. President Obama has something of an uphill battle to even persuade some of his former stalwart supporters to head for the ballot box with the same enthusiasm for him that they had 4 years ago. One of them is Ali Ezzetia, a lawyer from San Francisco, and these are his thoughts on the political year ahead.
Watching the Republican candidates as they gear up for Iowa has left me sort of bitter. There's an excitement and an anticipation out there on the right, to be sure, but over on this side of the political spectrum, there's just a lot of apathy. I keep thinking back nostalgically to 4 years ago when I was smitten by a certain charmer, talking about change and promising to lead the country in a new direction. I bought it, quite literally, donating a fair bit of money and putting in my time as a then-young expat lawyer in London, calling folks in the U.S. to convince them to vote for my chum. That was my turn to be excited. It's not just that I'm nostalgic about what was a promising time. If it were just that, I don't think my feelings would rise to bitterness. It's one part nostalgia and two parts disappointment in this cocktail. At that time, I really felt like I was witnessing the most important rise in American politics for a century. Not only the character, but the promises themselves and the era we were living in really made me and those like me feel like we were part of an important historical moment. And so when our candidate won, probably unlike any time in recent history, those who voted for him really felt like we won. I might as well have been waltzing into the White House myself. First lady by my side, first dog at my feet, turning to wave at my country as we bid the Bush era goodbye together. But as with so many love affairs, my charmer didn't quite pan out to be what I had hoped. Maybe we didn't spend enough time together before we took the plunge. Maybe he was hiding something from me. Maybe he just changed. Either way, failing to fulfill his promises, such as closing Guantanamo, restoring habeas corpus unequivocally, and generally protecting our domestic freedoms, has me feeling a bit cheated. He managed to keep me faithful for so long with his endless promises, and of course that smile that still makes my heart jump. But I don't know if I'll ever be able to be so enthusiastic about anyone ever again, now that I realize he quite wasn't what I thought he would be. Sure, naturally I'm looking around the scene to find another suitor,